and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is where we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us, and we have been doing it now officially for 6 years. Jerry, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Debbie, and to the show team, and most importantly to you, the Take Two family. This is your show, and you have helped us to get to this date today, right now, June 15th, 2021. It was 6 years ago today that we first launched and went on the air with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Take Two family, show team, affiliates, for carrying the program. It is a great milestone for us, and we want to share that with you today, which is what we plan to do. Right, Deb?
Yeah, we're talking about anniversaries. So if you have a special anniversary that really, you know, just that one that stands out and is so important and it's meaningful, has, you know, a history behind it, we want to hear about that. We're celebrating all anniversaries today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Here's the number to call. Get ready. Go. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to get on the show. You can also email us. I'm sorry. Did you say something?
That's about a call that we were talking about.
Okay, cool. I'm sorry. When Jerry texts over to me, I stop everything. It's like those old E.F. Hutton commercials, if anybody remembers them. When Jerry speaks, we all listen. Okay, so you can call us 833-288-3986. You can email us take2@ewtn.com. You can text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response. Put your first name in, your city that you're calling from, and your question or comment. You know what? I just dated myself. Does anybody even remember those E.F. Hutton commercials? Mm-hmm. Do you remember them?
No, not me.
Jerry, you're gonna be 60 soon. Oops,
I am.
Did I just say
that on
the air?
I remember the E.F. Hutton commercials. Of course I do, yeah.
What was it? When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen.
Yeah.
I love commercials. Don't you love commercials?
I love many of them, yeah. There are some very distasteful and offensive ones.
Yeah,
that I try and do my best to avoid. But Debbie's right. It's the sixth anniversary of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And we want to celebrate that with you by doing what we always do. We turn the show over to you, and we're asking you today, are you marking an anniversary, a significant date, a milestone, a marital anniversary, maybe a graduation anniversary? We had a wonderful email from someone yesterday who said on this day, which is yesterday, we were talking about Flag Day and the birth of the Army, but this emailer said, on this day in 1776, I entered the Army. So it was the anniversary of this individual's entrance into the Army, retired in 2016. That's 40 years, but he did have a 5-year break in there. So he said only 35 mm-hmm. years of service. So it could be a military mm-hmm. anniversary. What would you like to share on the air today about an important anniversary in your life? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
So we're talking anniversaries today on Take Two. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, we believe that A, you are part of the family, and B, if you're prompted, call in, because that means that that was divinely inspired, and that's how this show has been rolling for the past 6 years. So we rely on God. We rely on the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, to really guide and guard this show, and it's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful experience. I think for all of us, I think we've learned a lot. We grew closer to God, hopefully, and we traveled together as a Take Two family underneath the wonderful EWTN banner. And I think that is just so beautiful to stay together as believers and to keep marching forward as we are all trying to do. So call in now. Show up strong. You can do it. Here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. Please put the phone number on your refrigerator. We've had so many of our listeners say, I was looking for the number. Well, you don't have to look for it if you just tape it to the refrigerator. I have it on the refrigerator, and I say it every weekday, but I still have it just to make sure I know it. Right, Jerry?
That's right. Yeah, well, when you're on the air and you host pledge drives and your own show and host guest host other people's shows, sometimes it's good to write things like that down, especially the phone number. But yeah, today, Debbie and I could sit here, we could muse along with the show team about our favorite memories and things that we love about doing the show and favorite phone calls and all of that. But that's not what we want to do today. We want to really celebrate this moment and give you the opportunity to celebrate with us. Anniversaries are important. We always look forward to them. We hit 5 years last year and did a special week of broadcast. We thought today we would just simply open the phone lines to you and let you share if you have an important anniversary. And it's a joyous anniversary for Take Two today, but you know, it doesn't have to be a necessarily a good one. If you have, a good memory, maybe you're marking the anniversary of the loss of a loved one or something. Mm-hmm. We could certainly lift that person mm-hmm. up in prayer. That it's important to recognize those milestones as well. So whatever you'd like to talk about by way of an anniversary, it's 833-288-3986.
Time has really flown this past 6 years, Jerry, and I've kept all of the notebooks, the logs of all the shows, boxes and boxes of them fill our garage. But sometimes every once in a while, I'll look back like to 2016, 17, and it's just amazing the things, the people that we've met, the phone calls, how it has been shared worldwide. You guys are the catechists. This is your show. Jerry and I were so committed to making sure that you knew how important you are for this show. And you just made it very, very special. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts to yours. But we need you to call in. We want to hear your bright and shining voice today at 833-288-3986. I think Jerry kind of rolls his eyes when he knows that I have all these notebooks. Am I like so Catholic schoolish? I have all the notebooks and they have to be like in certain order, and I even have them color coordinated. I mean, you think there's something wrong with me?
Actually, no. I think there's something very right with you. And there are times when I think, how are we ever going to remember that phone call or this or that experience on the air or something? And then I think, Debbie's got a notebook about everything. So I just ask you.
yeah. Here it is. And I picked up a new one at Walgreens. They had it on sale. See, this is the new one.
Yeah.
And it's a three subject one, Jerry. So this should last us like a couple months.
Where did you pick up that habit? In grad school, in college, in high school?
In elementary school, Catholic elementary
school. Elementary school. Wow, so you've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, I was big into notebooks. And I like to manually put everything down. I even have a calendar that I still fill in manually.
Yeah, awesome.
That's me.
Awesome. Sixth anniversary of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie today. We want to hear about an anniversary in your life at 833-288-3986. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. And thank you for 6 years of supporting the program. Today is that anniversary. And we're inviting you to call in and share an anniversary that you might be marking in your own life. Doesn't have to be today. It could be, within the last few days or coming up the next few days. And we will get to your phone calls in just a moment. I want to tell you, first of all, EWTN Radio is available on smart speakers like Amazon Echo, Google Assistant, and there are others as well. For example, you can listen to EWTN Radio just by saying, Alexa, ask EWTN to play Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And there you go. They'll do it for you right there.
There you go.
There you go.
Sounds good to me. We have a couple open phone lines. You're not going to let us have open phone lines on the six-year anniversary, folks. Come on. Step up. Make a call. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to be on the air. Rich Jesse is answering calls for us today. Rich Jesse is actually our original first producer for Take Two. So we launched all together. Jeff Burson is at social media. He's been with us the entire 6 years. And Michael Birchfield has all of the controls right now. So he controls everything and he is our producer and he's doing a fine, fine job. Oh, there goes another line, Jerry. We just have one open phone line and we're ready to go.
That's right. 833-288-3986. Loretta called first, so she will go first in Gregory, Michigan, listening on EWTN.com. Greetings, Loretta. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. As Debbie said, time flies. My husband and I have been married 50 years, Memorial Weekend, and I just wanted to say we've been blessed in so many ways with children and grandchildren. We've had our ups and downs, obviously, with health. We buried siblings and we buried parents, but we got through it together. it's been fun. It's gone by quick. And I just wish more people were able to find their soulmates before they marry. So they marry their soulmates. We went to a parochial Catholic grade school together, but never spoke a word until we were college age. And it was a matter of timing. And when I say we've been married 50 years, it sounds like a long time. It doesn't seem like a long time.
Right, right. Well, happy anniversary, Loretta. That is so beautiful.
Thank you.
As you were speaking, I thought of two things. I just wanted to run past you and Jerry to get your comments. The first one is, as you were speaking, I just thought of the movie The Notebook. Do you remember the movie The Notebook? And it's just an incredible love story of two people and how they just spent a lifetime together and built all those memories. And then as you were speaking, Loretta, I thought of this other movie that I can't even think of the name of right now. It was a comedy, but they had an elderly lady in the movie, and she told the main actress, she said, just blink. And the gal, you know, she blinked for a couple times, and she says, okay, that's what it feels like to go from, you know, 30 years old to 80 years old. That's how quick it is. And then, yeah. And then Loretta, she says in the storyline, she says to the main character, she says, so do yourself a favor, don't blink. It was very interesting. Right. And it kind of, I thought about what you were saying. Go ahead.
Check out both of those, Notebook and The Blink, or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but it's so true, though, because, you know, Jerry, and my mother used to say that all the time. It's like you close your eyes, open your eyes, and here you are. You have arrived at 70, 80, 90 years old, and it's pretty amazing. And Loretta's kind of echoing that, and just beautiful to think of 50 years of being married. That is incredible. All the memories, the time, the beautiful time you get to spend with one another, and then how the bond just continues to grow.
Well, and Loretta, go ahead, Loretta.
Thank
you,
God, for this glorious day of life.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the hardships as well. You mentioned the health issues, burying siblings, burying parents. Basically, in 50 years, you and your beloved husband have lived those wedding vows, because what do they say? To have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and cherish till death do us part. See, the wisdom of whoever composed that, perhaps it was the church, I'm not sure the origin of that, but the wisdom of that is really profound when you think about it, because, and I think this is a good call, Loretta, for any young married couples or people considering marriage right now, to know that it's going to be glorious, it's going to be beautiful, there's going to be lots of love and beautiful moments, like Debbie said, together, but you know, you kind of need to hang on through those tougher times as well, and you and your husband have done that. That's absolutely beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You please call again anytime, Loretta. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks,
great start.
Loretta.
Great first call.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful soul. Happy anniversary. That's today. Andrea is up next in Bel Air, Maryland, listening on the EWTN app. Is it Andrea or Andrea? Please let us know.
It's funny because some people say Andrea and some people say Andrea and some people say Andrea, which is the Spanish pronunciation. So I'm good with all three. I don't have a preference.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. A trinity of Andreas. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you don't say Angela or something like Adrian or something, which people do for some reason.
Huh. Wow. Sure. Interesting.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I just want to thank you. I remember day one of Jerry and Debbie. I was listening to, I remember day one. I remember sitting at my desk and, you know, I was listening to EWTN pretty much daily from the time when my grandmother fell ill earlier that year, like a month or two before. And we lost her. She went to heaven on May 3rd. 2015 is when she left us. And that year was a tough year because I was transitioning from getting laid off from work and figuring out what I wanted to do next in my life. You know, so I started a freelancing business, and also my daughter was pregnant, and I was trying to help her come back to the States. She was living away. in another country. So she was trying to get back over here and bring her new husband with her. And but yeah, that was the 6-year anniversary. It was like a big transition year, 2015. I remember like just everything was happening that year. We had some deaths in our family, my grandmother, and then we had some births, like, you know, some new people coming into the family, like my grandson. So, and I just remember, you know, listening to you both daily, just every day, just, you know, tuning in and just being, I called in a few times. I don't know if you remember, but I spoke to you and when you had a guest, Matt Mayer, and he actually was playing near us that night. So we drove out, he got us tickets to the show.
Wow,
so it was
cool.
Just a fun, it was just a cool connection. Thank you so much. Over the years, you know, I haven't always been able to tune in because of, you know, meetings and things going on, but I always try to catch you at the later replays. I just want to thank you so much. It's been an amazing 6 years of growth. Learning more and more every day on how to get along with family and how to be a better person. And I just thank you.
Well, Andrea, we thank you. Your voice could be the voice of who knows how many thousands, tens of thousands who have listened to the program. We are deeply humbled. I think I can speak for Debbie at your comments right there. We're sorry about the loss of your grandmother and the other losses you had, that tough period you went through. But we're grateful to have had the opportunity to be here, not just for you, but with you. We always say it is the listeners' Take Two Families program. So, Debbie, I think Andrea is voicing what a lot of people hopefully feel right now, and it is truly humbling for us. You know, going into the program 6 years ago, you know, you just wonder, you know, who's going to listen? The show has really evolved into something it wasn't really quite the original thought for the show that we had, Debbie, if you remember, but it's evolved because of the Take Two family, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Andrea, I'm just an emotional mess when you said you've listened since day one. I mean, not even my mom and sister have listened since day one. I mean, it's just so beautiful of your heart and to hear that you had, you know, so many transitions that year with, you know, different things happening in your life. And, you know, like you said, the death and new life and everything. I put your whole entire family in our book. If there's any actual names you want me to add, I'll happily do that. But I put your whole family in our prayer book. And we just feel so blessed that you felt prompted by the Spirit to call in on this anniversary. We'll always remember this, Andrea, because that it just shows that the ministry work that we put our heart and soul into, it is impacting others. And that's what we wanted. We wanted that so badly. We wanted to be in service for God and His kingdom and to really help others grow in faith. And we wanted to grow ourselves. And so it was like kind of hopefully a joint effort that we're all doing. And thank you for recognizing that. When people recognize our ministry hearts, it really keeps us going. It's kind of like a good shot in the arm, you know, it keeps you going. And we just want to thank you for that. And before we let you go, if you could just hang on, Rich Jesse, our call screener, wants to just get a little bit of information from you, if you would do that for us.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you. What a beautiful
thank
call.
You.
Yeah, beautiful call. Thank you, Andrea.
God bless you both. And thank you again. You all have changed so many lives throughout the years.
Oh, blessed be God. Blessed be God. Thank you, Andrea. We appreciate that. Debbie, our good friend and facilitator of the Inspired by Faith Book and Fellowship Club, Gigi texted. She says, I posted in the book club that it's your 6th anniversary, and we're wishing you a happy anniversary. So thank you, Gigi, for doing that.
Thank you, Gigi, and all the 360 people.
Yes, closing in on 400.
Yes.
That's right. Michael M. on YouTube says that an anniversary important to me was May 30th was the day that God freed me from 19 years of marijuana addiction.
Wow.
And that was 31 years ago. Michael M., congratulations.
That is amazing. Yes, congratulations. Wow. You know, those kinds of anniversaries, I think, are, you know, so memorable because when you make those changes in your life and those improvements, you know, you start to really come alive and you can live out your God-given purpose. And it's, yeah, very powerful. Mm-hmm. I'm too emotional. I should probably just toss it in for today. I'm telling you.
John is in Dodge City, Kansas, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. John, we're glad that you joined us today. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey, John.
Yeah, you said if you had an end of, I'm breaking at the moment. So, you said if you had an anniversary that you wanted to share, my wife and I just celebrated 49 years last Wednesday.
Wow.
And, there's been rough times off and on. There's been a little bit of not getting along very well. And for me, you know, like not liking my life and not liking anybody. And so I had to go through a little bit of therapy and we got it all straightened out. But we're here. And that's what's important. Even when we fight in the morning or fight at night, we always kiss each other every night three times. Good night, I love you. See you in the morning. That's it. That ends our day every day. And I think that, I don't know where it started, but we've been doing it all our married life. And it really, really helps.
Wow.
It just grounds connection. Because it's hard to...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's hard to say I love you to somebody you're mad at.
That's, yeah, yeah, and to do that and make it a practice in your household, I think is so beautiful, John, never to go to bed, you know, angry and have those feelings as you go into a sleep, I think is really good and healthy and to stick it out. Like you said, there's been, you know, ups and downs, and that's how all marriages are. That's called relationships. And it sounds like you and your wife are so committed, and happy anniversary. That is wonderful. I entered you in our prayer book if you feel comfortable giving us your wife's first name. And then, John, you said something at the beginning of your call. You said, pardon me, I'm what? What were you doing? What activity?
Baking.
Did you say baking? Okay, what are we baking, John? What are we baking?
Anniversary cake, of course.
My wife and I... are in the keto thing.
Okay.
So I'm making peanut butter bars, the keto recipe, and it, the last three times I've made it, they stick to the pan so badly, I can't figure out how to get to that.
You might want to leave that stuff to her, John. I'm just thinking.
What?
You might want to leave that stuff to her. I'm just thinking. I'm kind of like you. I'm not, anyway.
Yeah, you get those keto peanut butter bars, but you lose the pans in the process, right, John?
Oh, yes, exactly. And it comes out in crumbs, so it's like,
Yeah. Well, John, I've done keto. It's very interesting. Yeah, I actually learned a lot from it. So I have a couple cookbooks as well. So, John, are you comfortable giving us your beautiful beloved's first name?
Susan.
Okay, John and Susan. Beautiful. Okay, I love it. Well, happy anniversary. Enjoy those wonderful keto peanut butter bars. And thank you for calling us today, John.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. God bless, John. As he was talking, you know, he said, like every married couple who's been together 49 years or less or more, you know, he said, it hasn't always been easy. You know, we've had our tough times and difficulties and disagreements and all of that. And I had this mental image, you know, how the cartoons often show if there's an argument or a fight going on, it's just this dust cloud, you know, and you see people barely moving a little bit. Then the dust finally settles and you look and you're still there. You know, you kind of alluded to that, Debbie. You said the point is you're there. You're here right now. You know, marriage is not going to be perfect bliss and harmony 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time. But you can make it the best you can be. And John and his wife, Susan, have done just that. So thank you. Take two with Jerry and Debbie, our sixth anniversary. What anniversary are you celebrating right now? Tell us about it. It's a big day for us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. 6 years ago today, we aired our first broadcast. And thank you, Take Two family, for bringing us to this day, this moment in history. We appreciate it so much. And we're turning the tables on you and asking you about an important anniversary or milestone that you might be marking around this time at 833-288-3986. We're going to go right back to your calls. Lynn is in Windsor Locks, Connecticut, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Lynn. Welcome welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I love your show. And I just wanted to share that today is my 19th wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary, Lynn.
Thank you. I'm married to a wonderful guy, and the marriage has been great. However, there's something I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Okay.
I was I had a first marriage with children. Mm-hmm. I'm Catholic. It was a Catholic marriage, and I never got divorced. Annulment. And I'm really struggling with it. I'm sure the divorce was justified as my husband abused me for many years, mentally, destroyed me, you know, mm-hmm. broke me down. So we ended up splitting, but I don't know what to do mm-hmm. about the annulment because I do believe that God led me to this man. And I don't believe that God would want me to suffer in the way that I was suffering. But I'm struggling because of the faith.
Right.
So you're struggling because of the what, Lynn? You're struggling because of what?
Because of my faith. And, faith. You know, that God says I should get an annulment. And mm-hmm. I'm just struggling with whether to do it or not after 19
okay.
years.
Okay, yes. Okay, so let me, is your husband right now, is he a Catholic Christian?
No, he's a Christian, but he's born again Christian.
Okay. Here, this is just just from working in ministry for many years, I worked a little bit in the annulment area of the church as an assistant to the coordinator of that department. I also did marriage prep and convalidations and all sorts of things like that. Lynn, please pray about this and seek out a very good Catholic parish and priest to talk to. And I would really look towards pursuing that annulment so that your marriage to this wonderful man that you said for 19 years right now can be convalidated in the church so that you can now sacramentally live out the next chapters of your life with this man with the full sacramental graces. Okay. It does mm-hmm. not negate the former marriage. It doesn't say your children, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to get an annulment because it makes it seem like the kids weren't, you know, illegitimate and stuff like that. That's not how it works. It's the church in Holy Mother Church in its beautiful, wonderful, compassionate way looks at before any impediments before you, during when you walk down that aisle, before you walk down that aisle, okay? Not during not necessarily the duration of the marriage of like, you know, I know you talked about the abuse and stuff, but they look at impediments beforehand that definitely could have stopped the sacramental side of the marriage. That's the best way I can say it without getting it all kind of jumbled up, you know, but people who are in that area of annulments can explain it much better than I can. It is a wonderful process to go through. Holy Mother Church definitely got it right on how to look and to really inspect before you got married, and it allows you now to enter into a marriage that you know that God is going to release those full graces in. And Lynn, I want that for you. I mean, you said you have a great marriage and that's wonderful, but I think you can have an even better marriage if it's done properly through the church. What do you think?
I think I agree. It's just a matter of doing it, I guess, and where
well,
to start.
Yeah, go to a parish that you go to a Catholic parish and make an appointment and sit down and explain your life to them, And if you don't like or you don't feel like they're on top of things, go to another Catholic parish. The good news is in Connecticut, you probably can find a parish every, 5 miles, which is great.
Yeah.
So just make sure you get a good annulment, an advocate for yourself, and you go through the process. But please, I think we're in critical times right now, Lynn. There's a lot of spiritual warfare. There's a lot of demonic presence and influence in trying to break down families and break down relationships. The sacramental graces are key. They're key. People don't realize it, but they are. And so please, if you could pursue it sooner than later, I think it's much more beneficial because, see, technically, I know, and we said happy anniversary to you. I know technically you have a beautiful relationship of 19 years, but technically that stands outside of the church. Okay. And so there has to be some adjustments made right now as you're going through the process where, you live as more of as like brother and sister right now as you're going through the process. And there's all sorts of things you have to do to discipline yourself into understanding what it means to have your marriage convalidated. But I can assure you, Lynn, through that process, there will be tremendous spiritual growth in you and your husband. It's not a difficult process when you know the end result is kind of an awakening in your spirituality.
Okay. Yeah.
The only, Lynn, all I could offer to what Debbie said, which was beautiful, is, and I don't know if you're experiencing any of this, but if there's hesitation, if there's any kind of anxiety or fear over this, just remember, you're not the first person who has approached the church with a request for an annulment. I liken it to confession in many ways. We're afraid to go. What's Father going to think of me? How's this going to go? He's going to look down on me because of what I know. The priests have heard everything, and the tribunals have heard everything as well. So make that first step. Like Debbie said, you got to make the first step, and then it's going to, I think it will really revolutionize your marriage, as Debbie said, Lynn. I really believe it will if the church, in her wisdom, sees that there were impediments there and grants you that annulment.
Okay.
Will you keep us posted, Lynn? We're going to be praying. Will you keep us posted?
Yes, and if you could put me on your prayer list, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Would you like us to add your husband's first name, if you feel comfortable?
Yes, Lynn and Dave.
Lynn and Dave, beautiful. Thank you, Lynn, so very much. And I just want to say this real quickly. I have a lot of friends who are going through the annulment process. And oh, and that's the other thing, Lynn. If you want to call if you want to contact Rose Sweet, thank you, Jerry. Go to rosesweet.com. She has been in ministry for over 30 years. She works and advises in all sorts of areas of divorce, healing, annulments. rosesweet.com. She's also one of our certified life coaches on standtalltoday.com. Contact Rose Sweet. She can really point you in the right direction to get your marriage on a great sacramental road. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you for the advice.
Thank you, Lynn.
And happy anniversary again.
Thank you.
Okay. Have
lots of prayers.
All
lots
right.
of prayers Bye-bye. With you, Lynn. Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that's a beautiful call. Can I just say real quickly, I have a lot of friends who are going through the annulment process. They've been married, civilly married by some 10 years, 20 years. One is almost 30 years. And they had a really difficult time of saying that they had to, move out of the bedroom, and separate. And one lives kind of upstairs, one lives downstairs. And they felt it strange for the first couple months. But now they're on this beautiful road. And I mean, the just how they have evolved spiritually is so wonderful to watch. And we got word recently that the annulments had gone through and they are preparing for their convalidation at the end of the year. And so what a celebration that is going to be.
Indeed. Thanks again, Lynn, for the call. We are celebrating today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Your program has reached 6 years today, 6 years since we had our first broadcast. And we're inviting you to share an important, significant anniversary milestone in your life around this time. 833-288-3986. We have an open phone line if you'd like to grab that and share with us here on the program. In the meantime, we go to Jim in Glen Burnie, Maryland, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name's Jim. My wife's Diane.
And we've been married 50 years as of last August, so we're into our 51st year. And I keep telling everybody that my wife is going straight to heaven because she's put up with me for 50 years.
Well,
we
you
have,
know...
Right now we have...
Go ahead. No, you go.
Right now we're having a lot of difficulties in the family, not in our marriage, but in the family that we really need some prayers for. I'd rather not tell you what all they are, but
sure,
we do need some prayers.
Well, okay. you could be assured of the prayers. You can be assured of the prayers. What I was going to say is, you may have heard this before, maybe you haven't, but you know, I've heard marriage referred to as a giant saint-making machine. And what that means is, you know, we all come into relationships, whatever type of relationships they are, and you know, when you're trying your best to live for the benefit of the other and give yourself to the other, and you know, there's all of the little personal selfish little things, you know, need to be burned off, so to speak, and you know, those are the kinds of things that happen in marriage. But I would say, with regard to whatever challenges that are going on around you, thank God your marriage is strong. And to Diane, and we're just going to pray that you will be that rock, that real strong strength, the grace of God flowing in and through your marriage out to others who look at you who are going through difficult times and say, wow, you know what, we can get over whatever it is that we're going through.
That's right. And I just want to suggest, Jim, please say the St. Michael prayer in the morning and the evening. If you can say it with Diane, that would be great. Otherwise, make sure you at least say the St. Michael prayer in the morning and the evening to really put that hedge of protection around your family, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Very
You're
good.
Welcome. Happy much. Anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary, Jim.
Happy anniversary to you, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. We do need to state this again because we have new listeners each and every day because this just happened 2 days ago. Jerry, another listener who I had contacted because they came on to life coaching on standtalltoday.com. They asked if we were married. So this isn't our wedding anniversary, folks. This is our show anniversary. No, Jerry and I are like brother and sister. He's the brother I should have had. I know you loved Mary, but I think I could have been an additional sister, maybe like a baby sister to you.
You would have worked in just fine in among the Usher siblings, yes.
Really? I would? Yeah. I know. Yeah, I know. I know your brother Joe and John. They like me.
Yeah.
So have I ever met Jim?
I don't think you've met my youngest brother, Jim, no.
Okay. We're Facebook friends, I think, though.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah.
Well, and that's good opportunity for me to mention Debbie, her husband, her real life husband is Marty Giorgiani. And he is an amazing man behind the scenes, very quiet, very humble, man of deep, deep faith. He is dedicated to Debbie in such a beautiful way. And so, yeah, I know a lot of people probably assume that Debbie and I are married, but she does have an amazing, I could never measure up to Marty anyway. So Debbie's made a great choice.
Aw, thanks. God is good. And he's crazy about you. He always goes, I wonder what Jerry's doing today. I'm like, what are you wondering what Jerry's doing today? And he loves hearing the adventures of Duke, our famous mascot.
10 pounds of terror. Yeah.
That's Jerry's dog. I have Gracie. Okay, he has Duke. And we actually put the two pictures up on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, and I think it came out as a tie. Our listeners said both, I didn't think they wanted to break your heart, Jerry, and vote Gracie as number one. Okay.
Right. Well, what the lady wants, the lady gets.
Too funny. This is our anniversary show, folks. Folks, we want to hear about your anniversary. So let's go to Elise in Angola, Indiana, Annunciation Radio. Hi, Elise. Welcome back.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Very well.
How are
Very
you?
Well.
Good. I'm really good. I'm so happy to be calling in today. I called you a few months ago, I think, or maybe a few weeks ago. I don't remember. I'm one of your Protestant listeners, but I'm a regular listener. I love your show. And I called in about how I was feeling burnt out at work and asked for some prayer, and you gave me some good advice. And I just wanted to share that today, or this month, at the beginning of the month, June 1st, was my one-year anniversary at this job. And I'm really thankful for this job, so it was a happy occasion for me. And then I also just wanted to update you that since I called you, some amazing things have happened on the job that have just completely transformed the way I feel at work and made me so grateful to have the job in a whole new way. I could probably ramble. The story could be pretty long, but just to sum it up, in the space of 2 weeks, one week apart, actually, two incidents happened where my boss, who is kind of the tough boss, like there are about four people there that are managers, but one of them is kind of known for being tough and sometimes hard to work with. But he stood up for me in two really big ways, and it really was a God thing. It's just, it still blows my mind to think about it. And because of those two incidents, I just feel completely transformed at work and just rejuvenated. So I just wanted to report that answer to prayer, and thank you for your prayers.
Wow. Elise, we do this show. I can almost say we live for calls like this today. Not because Debbie and I are special and have done anything, but you called in, you asked for prayer, and that was committed to the entire Take Two family around the world. And we always say, in fact, tomorrow is our God, I Need You Now urgent prayer show. And we always, on those shows, we say, please, if you have a praise report, call in as well. And you obviously have a beautiful one right now. You know, sometimes God puts us into situations and positions and even jobs that we look around and we go, how in the world did I get here? I can't stand this or whatever. You know, this is not gonna work out for me. But you had that patience, that perseverance. God had his eyes on you all the time, and he knew ahead of time those blessings that he was going to bestow on you. And you were patient and persevered long enough. And now we just hear the lightness and the joy in your voice today, I think. What do you think, Debbie?
Oh, I absolutely agree. The whole time you were speaking, I just kept saying, praise be to God, praise be to God, praise be to God. Thank you so much for giving us those updates. And I'm so glad that you are starting to see the kind of the puzzle pieces come together, and then you have that gratitude for your job, and you're starting to see things that are happening. And I pray that all continues for you, and that you continue to grow and thrive in your work, so that you can get up in the morning and do a great day's work and feel good about it and love your job. So God bless you, Elise. Thank you for taking the time and calling back. Thank you for allowing us to pray with you, because, you know, we really believe if we stick together and we storm heaven together, God's going to listen. It's kind of like a little kid who comes up to you as you're cooking, and they're tugging on your shirt and tugging and tugging and tugging. And finally you go, what do you want? Right. And you know, that's what we believe. That's what we believe we can do together as the body of Christ. And so thank you for allowing us to do that. And thank you for the updates.
You're very welcome. I actually felt so blessed the day that the second incident happened. I felt the presence of God so strongly. I was literally crying happy tears all day trying to hide it. But I just felt so blessed and so loved and cared for by God, and even by this boss, which was just completely mind-blowing to me. And I feel that I really want to give back somehow. I kept telling God, God, what can I do for you? I want to, I even said, I want to take you out to dinner or something. I was just being silly, but I just felt like I needed to do something special to thank God. So I'm actually going on a personal retreat, and I thought of you guys because I'm going to a Catholic retreat center later this summer, just to, like, you know, spend some time in prayer. And I just really felt the need to do that in gratitude.
Beautiful. Well, Elise, you know, I have to tell you something. It's funny you even said that you're going on a Catholic retreat, because I actually was thinking to myself, I wonder if Elise is going to come into the church. If you ever decide to journey into the Catholic Church, you know, contact us, okay? I mean, by email, take2@ewtn.com.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Okay, and we'll be praying for you. Pray for us on the retreat and all the Take Two family intentions, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elise. Appreciate you being part of the Take Two family. Wow, great calls today, and there are still more to come. Debbie, I know you wanted to mention about the rosary on EWTN.
Yes, may I please, because this is my favorite with Father Benedict Groeschel. The rosary is every night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. It's led by the late Father Benedict Groeschel on EWTN Radio. EWTN Radio brings you the Holy Rosary twice each day and has done it for over 25 years, folks. My husband and I, we join in on that particular rosary. I love hearing his voice, Father Benedict Groeschel's voice. What a great, great man he was and is and still is, because he's alive in Christ. So Jerry, I love having the rosary on the air.
Yep. Can you imagine over 25 years how many people have prayed the rosary with EWTN?
Exactly.
Millions
exactly.
and millions. All right, we're going to get to hopefully all of you on the line. Deacon Dan is in Peru, Illinois, listening on EWTN.com. Hi, Deacon Dan. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've listened to you and Jerry and Debbie forever since your first day. And they even said, well, we're going to have a new show. It's going to be a month from now. So every day I was wondering what it was going to be. But you guys are great. And the way that you help everyone. And, you're just wonderful. And my wife and I'll be married 44 years this Friday.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
But I just love listening to you guys. I get you every day.
Thank you, Deacon.
You guys have a great heart.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, we want to thank you for saying yes to your vocation. We love the deacons of the Catholic Church. So many times they go unnoticed. They do so much great ministry work. And so thank you for saying yes to your vocation, Deacon. And thank you for sticking with us for 6 years. And let's hope, God willing, we do another 6 or 60 years. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. No, thank you very much.
And Deacon, you mentioned 44 years of marriage. I think you said this Friday. And let us not forget that for a man to enter the permanent diaconate program, the couple, the wife, has to agree to that. And if I'm not mistaken, Deacon, go through the classes with you and the formation and everything. So it's really, a friend of mine likes to say your sacrament is showing. And Debbie, Deacon Dan's sacrament with his wife was really showing there. And thank you all for our permanent deacons, for our priests, our religious brothers and sisters. The church is a beautiful, beautiful Holy Mother Church, and God has a plan and a purpose and a calling for everybody, and it just fits together so beautifully. And wow, what a beautiful call to end the show on today.
Absolutely. And I put Deacon Dan and his wife in our prayer book. Also, Joanne and Vicky, we didn't get to you. And the others that were commenting in, I put you all in the anniversary notebook today. Okay, so you can be assured of our prayers. And tomorrow show, Jerry, you had already shared it. It's God, I Need You Now. It's our urgent prayer request show. That's where we have those urgent needs that we want to storm heaven. We do it together. I know for a fact that Gigi, our Inspired by Faith book and fellowship club facilitator, she has the rosary in her hand. She's praying pretty much all day long for the Take Two family intentions. Others do it as well. They go to adoration. They go to mass. People are fasting. They're fasting for each other. This is the way the Take Two family is taking on prayer.
Well, we heard from Lisa. We didn't have time to get her on the air, but Lisa and Robert are celebrating their 35th anniversary, and they would like prayers for the conversion of their adult children, so we will do that. Michael J., watching on YouTube, happy six-year anniversary, Take Two. He says, does that mean you're going to call the show Take 12 now? And he says, this Easter marked my 15-year anniversary of entering the Catholic Church. Beautiful,
wow.
Michael J. Thanks for being
happy
in touch today.
Happy anniversary. Yes. And then did you see Regina?
Yeah, go ahead.
Happy anniversary to you. Great show on the radio and YouTube. We're waving to you, Regina. Thank you so very, very much. You guys are awesome. And all these text messages are coming in and emails as well, wishing us a happy anniversary. Well, it's your anniversary too, because you are part of the show. You are the key part of Take Two. So celebrate today. Celebrate today, the six-year anniversary. We did it together, Jerry.
Bill in Levittown, Pennsylvania, sent an email. Happy anniversary, love and prayers. He put in the subject line, the work you've done has truly blessed me. Well, thank you, Bill. It is, as Debbie just said, your show. Anonymous says, so glad you two, Jerry and Debbie, are on the radio 5 days a week. So glad I met you. God bless your program and you and your family. 6 years is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. On a personal note, I've been Catholic for 13 years because of God speaking to me on my first trip to Medjugorje in 2001. This month is the 40th anniversary of the Blessed Mother being there daily. And she says, take care. And that is from an anonymous listener.
Beautiful, beautiful. You guys are awesome. Thank you so very much. But don't forget, tomorrow's show is our urgent prayer request show. It's very important that we kind of hit the ground running tomorrow with prayers because people need them. Right, Jerry?
Prayer is very much needed right now. God's grace will overcome, however. So please do join us tomorrow. And the Take-Two family around the world will join you in praying for whatever is on your mind or your heart. Thank you for the great calls, the kind wishes today. Let's shoot for 7 years, all right? Help us along the way. We're going to get to 7 years next June 15th, God willing. In the meantime, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day, and we're still in the year of St. Joseph, so St. Joseph, pray for us.